This is Ari Shapiro with the Kerry Campaign. Since Thursday night, there's been a debate about the debate, as in, who won. For Senator Kerry's supporters, there is no question. In Kissimmee, Florida, he appeared before an audience that had suffered through three hurricanes but seemed all the more resilient for it. Some in this area are still living in temporary shelters. Kerry called their resolve an example for the rest of America.
You people are the best. You've taught America how to persevere, and we thank you for your courage. Thank you for what you've done.
The senator made a quick transition from praising his audience to castigating his opponent.
In the debate, we learned when I raised the issue of Homeland Security funding that isn't there, cops that are being cut from our streets, security not provided for our ports to inspect the containers coming in. He looked at me and said, well, how are you going to pay for that? You're going to have a tax gap. Ladies and gentlemen, his tax cut relieved America of Homeland Security. And that's wrong.
Throughout the weekend's campaign stops, Kerry has revisited moments from Thursday night's debate, sometimes providing responses that he didn't have a chance to give on Thursday, other times reiterating points that he seemed to especially relish making during the debate itself.
I will never misunderstand that it's Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden that attacked us in New York, and that's the terrorists that we need to kill.
After spending Friday night at a Disney World hotel, Kerry held another rally, this time at an Orlando high school. Stood before big blue signs saying, fighting for the middle class. Healthcare was a main subject for Kerry at this stop, along with jobs, taxes, and energy. He called President Bush stubborn, out of touch, and unwilling to change course. And he told the audience that his campaign stands for something different.
If you want an America with a growing middle class, where everyone has the chance to work and get the opportunity to get ahead, then join us.
His message was directed at people like Brenda Dallas.
I lost my job after 22 years, and just this week I received word that now my health care benefit has gone up twice as much as it was a year before, which has taken up almost half of my retirement.
These Florida appearances are crucial for the Kerry campaign. It's a state where, once again, the election is likely to be close. President Bush has visited here several times in the last month, promising federal aid to those whose homes and businesses were destroyed by the hurricanes. Those same storms have kept the Kerry campaign from spending as much time in the state as it would have liked. Kerry's final appointment on Saturday was in a place with which he's a bit more familiar, Washington, D.C. At a $6 million fundraiser, the senator finally responded to attacks that President Bush had been making since the debate.
As I said in the debate, and I'll say again and again until the Republicans stop distorting it, I will never cede the security of the United States to any nation or any institution.
Today it's on to Ohio and later to New Hampshire, two other toss-up states. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Kerry campaign.